So we just learned that ki nastav ovar geshem chol of halach la nitza nimnu ruv aretz es hazomer yagi av kol ha-tor nishma ba'atzeinu. That it came time to, the mitzvahs started coming out, and it was the zman for reaping the schus of the ovis, which are nitzanim niru ba'aretz, right? It started popping up. The kol ha-tor nishma ba'atzeinu, ha-tor is the Torah, and it's the time for Kabbalah's ha-torah. Hatein achanta fagea, and it starts vakfanus modern asarech kumilach rayosi office. It's time for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go out at a beautiful time when it's very nice weather and all that stuff. Now hatein achanta pagea. The guy says pirsha tamen chacham hischil lefroyach. Koshikasa noitze hatein a yochal piria. Now for some reason there's a shaykes between a fig tree and a tamen chacham. Okay, and the gafanim, which are the bali mitzvahs. Nos nureyach is a bali tshuva. So yishov makosh baruch hu chataim espanu Hashem. Okay, what that significance is, not exactly sure, but as I state, okay. So okay, so now it's time for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now next pasuk, Rashi and the Grosai. The next pasuk is already you're out of Mitzrayim. But now you're faced with the next challenge. What's the next challenge after you take some time? Okay, so you're nasi right? So you're nasi mayoina. For those of us that were here for Sefer Yoinah, Yoinah is considered the most loyal bird. So Yoinasi b'chag ve'asala. So you go out, and then it's a description of a Yoinah that is in a cleft of a stone. The Seiser Hamadrega, hidden by like a stair, and it can't get out. And the Yoinah is seeking somebody, its master or whoever, it's somebody that's gonna, its savior, and the Yoina doesn't know what to do in that particularly in that tough spot. So what is he gonna do? Harini es marayich, please show me your countenance. Hashmiini es koylech, and let me hear your voice. Ki koylech arev, because your voice is sweet.
I'm suspecting there was an archival shirashir in the wedding hall.
Umarech nave, and your appearance is pleasant. So, okay, pshat, beer, adover, zogdrashi, yenos bechag beasel, zenemar loisa shaw, shirod of parech, rain be sigam choinim alayam. It's referring to the time the power was there. So they couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't go backwards because of the Chayes Royce. They couldn't go forward because of the Yam. What were they similar to? It goes into the cleft in the stone. So it's sitting there. It's running away from an animal on one side, and there's a snake waiting for it inside. So it can't go in because of the snake. It can't go out because of the animals. So what does it try to do? Save me from where I am. So, Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time to daven to me. Harini es marayich es kishrim pu'losich l'miat poina be'es tzar. I want to see your true colors. Hashmiini es koylech v'yitzog v'nei zol shem. That's what he's talking to Rashi. Okay? The goin goes with this pshat as well. It's the Medrash Rabba, but he adds a lot of knetches over here. And there's a bunch of knetchlach. So let's go through what he says. Yeah? Pirish. And again, the way we know is that Yoina is already considered the loyal bird. So when you're stuck, it's that midah of loyalty that ties you to right. You're not going to lose your faith because you're loyal to your master, whatever. So now, Pirish, like we said before, like it says in the Medrash. Okay, Mitzrayim was running, and there was nowhere to go. Okay, so they were stuck. So what do you do? Madrega, Rav Malachim. They couldn't even hide if they wanted to, because even in Shemayim there was a din on them. So Oz Amar Kadosh Baruch, I love this gra. I've spoken this out many times. This gra, I spoke it out this year. One Parshas Peshalach, maybe, and I spoke it out by Neil Asachad a few years ago, by the olden days. That it says, Oz Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Harini Es Marayich Pirish. Harini oid nisoyin, kvar. Because what's the two things? Hashmi'ini es koilech is maybe tefillah. What's harini es maraych? Also, the way Rashi is learning, there's a big kasha here. Because Rashi says, harini es maraych, hashmi'ini es koilech. Hashmi'ini es koilech is like Rashi, by Yitzhaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, in David. But doesn't the pasuk say, matitzak alai da'av b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh? It's good enough time to daven now. So according to Rashi, it's a little bit shver. What's the pasuk saying? Oh, go daven. No, don't daven. That's what I thought was bothering the gra on Rashi's pshat. Not only that, also, what's harini esmaraych? Tefillah is kodesh. I get it, but what's maraych? Show me your countenance of what? What's it to do with daven? So the gra for care. This is talking out time for davening. So the gra harini es maraych, show me your true colors. It isn't a sign. Go, jump in. I need someone to show me harini. Show me where you're holding. Harini oid nisoyin kumosher isi kvar mimeich. Behind the darav of neisov yisol l'soich hayam kumosher isi shamaret v'yashuvu l'fnei piachiris v'mozu came v'lishalu eich navoid navor loshu l'rodvenu. ומיד קופץ נחשון לסך הים וכל ישראל האחרו ועד שבו מים עד פיהם ועוז אמרו השיע השם כי גמר חוסת כי בואו מים עד נופש ואמר קדש ברוך הוא מוי שהרי מלצך על ים ובכאלה.
So that's the coiling?
No, that was
Sorry.
Marayach.
No,
Marayach is more.
I thought it was
We didn't get to coilers yet.
People my man enough, I should then say call yourself.
So Marayach means want to call yourself to move. Go do something. Don't stand there and dabble.
It's very geschmack. It fits much better into the puzzle. But then what's the next part of the puzzle? Hashmi'ini es koilech. Then what? Harini es marayach is good, but what's Hashmi'ini es koilech?
So what's kind of
Oh, so that's your motion.
What's Mariah have to do with myself?
Because it's visible.
Oh.
Show me something.
That you could see.
Don't just doubt I could hear. I want to see. And your mice are visible. Like we said last time by Mashgiach Min HaChaloinis. When you see someone changing, you see their mice.
Right.
So it's visible. So go, Harini es Mariah, show me a visible action. Hashmi'ini es Koila. So what does that mean now? You already jumped in. You got Kirsiyams. You're not doubting. Zok de gra b'shira. I want to hear the shira. Kamosh shamat is takasech. You had no problem yelling out to me when it was a problem. When you know you for 20 years you were yelling at me. God, why'd you throw me into this bitter exile? Why do I make a slave? Okay, you had no problem complaining. With the same bren that you were complaining, I want to hear the shira now. Hashmi'ini es koilech. Zokta goin bishira kimoi shishamati es tzakosech. Koshikosav. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Vezeu ozi v'zimros ka Hashem. Pirish ki mitchila hu ozi. You're my oiz be'es tzara. She'espala lov lo yishyedi. Ve'acha kach achar ha'yishua is zimros ka. Klema azamru l'bishvachos.
So this is Shvach that Gosh Bar is giving the Klai Yisrael? Or this is
a, he's saying, I need to make sure that I hear the Shira. V'amar es marech es kolech shegam b'mitzrayim k'sev v'yishma l'kim es tzakosam v'k'sev v'yaw l'kim es b'nei Yisrael. Ki kolech orev pir she kolech orev b'shira k'mo she orev li min hashir she shor b'la Pesach. U'marech nove she kvar nove ata min ha'marech or isi kvar that you, I saw it, so I want to see it again now. Heine shalach ta achar ba midbar b'li mazik. Zechayit ilach hasen uriayich. Zog the gra, I want to see an yisoyin of bitachin. Why? Because I know you could do it. Ki koyle ki marach nove. Your marayich is taka beautiful to me. Because I already know that you've taka done my marayich before.
When?
Okay.
When you
yes.
left,
oh,
you
I'm
left
just
the giant, right? You left.
Take...
You left. Chesed urayich zachat al chesed urayich. You left with bitachin that I was going to feed you. So
you
I want you to show, display your bitachin again now. And kikolich arev, because I heard your voice in prayer. I want to hear now your voice in shira.
I mean, like you have this mila. It's so gishma. I want you to do it again.
Yeah. You need that schus of that. Either that or I know you could do it. I know you have potential.
What is Rosh Kol's version of Koach Arev? Is what was the first time? The original Koach Arev.
Pirush Koach Arev b'shira kama Arev li min hashira. That's that pshat, but there's another pshat. Arev li min hatzara. No.
No. I was just curious. Mine says by the Leil Seder. So I was wondering.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
So now,
parallels.
Yeah, you know, now. So I think it's state the Yisrael over here in the Gra. It's state the Gevaldig Yisrael. Bishlam like Rashi's Pshat. We asked the Kasha on Rashi's Pshat, but like Rashi's Pshat, it makes sense. I'll give you the Yeshua if you daven for it. I want to hear you daven. Okay. But going to the Gra, what's Pshat? Jump in. And I want to hear the Shira. Huh? Well, why does that fit in over here? Very nice. I want to hear Shira, but it sounds like it didn't happen yet. The Chris Amson. I'm telling you, this is what you do. So what I think stated in the girl here is that Hashem says beforehand, I'm willing to do Nisim for you. I'm willing to save you, but I need to know that if I do it, you're technically going to sing Shira after. That's T'nai in being in the Yeshua. Hashem is not interested in performing miracles if we're not going to be makir that he was him who performed it. If we're not going to, after the miracle, go ahead and sing praise to Hashem and thank Hashem for the miracle, we're goofy not going to be zeichet to the miracle. That's Shteyn and Grah. So he's saying, Hashem, you're besieged on Madrega. You're stuck over there. I said, very simple. Have a little amuna, harinis maraich, and tell me that after it's finished, you'll sing shira. And if you do that, then I'll bring the guru.
Why? Why does Hashem need us to sing shira?
Because for me to do that nace, I need to know that you're going to realize I'm doing it for you. Otherwise, what's the point? The whole point is to megala the chesed of Hashem. If you're just going to think it was hurricane, so what's the point? Okay, start from my side.
Some people will recognize that it was Hashem after Yeshua.